And these were some of the voices in the news this past week.
The champion of the 2001 United States Open, Venus Williams.
I'm the big sister. I take care of Serena. I make sure she has everything, even if I don't have anything. And
So you picked on little sister, right?
I love her, and I just it's hard, but I love her too much, and you know that's what counts.
I have decided to announce today that I will not seek re-election to the United States Senate. At the end of this term, I will end my period of public service.
This has been a lost opportunity for America and for people from around the world who are concerned about racism, and it's unfortunate that people in this conference brought it to the point where America and Israel had no choice but to leave the conference.
I am convinced that the pullout had more to do with trying to divert attention away from reparations and racism than it did have to do with anything else.
The consumers seem to have been thinking that for all the talk about layoffs, the unemployment rate had only gone from 4 to 4.5 and may not go much higher. Well, now it just went to 4.9. Clearly, we're going to see consumer confidence take a hit based on this labor report.
We need to set priorities and we need to be fiscally responsible, and I believe we can do that and do it in such a way that's certainly not going to affect Social Security.
The President has again reassured me that it is not his desire to use Social Security trust funds. We feel very strongly that that ought not be an option.
Mexico was the first country I visited as President. Today it is my privilege to welcome President Fox for the first state visit of my administration. This is a recognition that the United States has no more important relationship in the world than the one we have with Mexico.
Regularization does not mean rewarding those who break the law. Regularization means that we will provide them with the legal means to allow them to continue contributing to this great nation.